this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
You know, we love talking a little music on the show. There's always plenty of music things to talk about. I always come up with some stuff. First of all, a couple birthdays. Ray Charles, born on this day back in 1930. The great blues singer, passed away on the 10th of June in 2004 at the age of 73. In 1943, to all the girls. Anyway, Julio Iglesias, the Spanish singer, was born on this day back in 1943. So you got Ray Charles, Julio Iglesias, and in 1949 on this date, the Boss was born, Bruce Springsteen. So a giant in blues, a giant in Spanish, and a giant in rock in Bruce Springsteen. Singer, songwriter, the Boss, baby born in 1949 on this date. And Born to Run, his album, which showcased a talent for finding the grandeur in the struggles of daily American life, has sold more than 65 million albums in the United States and more than 120 million worldwide. That's just that album. That guy's a badass, bro. He's just a badass. I mean, it just there's no other way to explain how much of a badass Bruce Springsteen is, man. All right, some of the events on this date in music history. David Bowie released Heroes, a single co-written by Bowie and Brian Eno. The track features King Crimson guitarist Robert Fripp and has gone on to become one of Bowie's signature songs, released on this date back in 1977. In 1980, on this date, Bob Marley collapsed on a stage during a concert at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh. Marley collapsed in New York's Central Park while jogging 2 days before, and was told to immediately cancel the U.S. leg, but flew to Pittsburgh to perform one final performance. This was the last time Marley ever appeared on a stage performing. Marley died of cancer in May of 1981. In 1989, Milli Vanilli started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You. Their number one hit in the U.S., number two in the U.K., and followed up the Girl, You Know It's True, which, of course, who?
What is it, Best New Artist? They started the run of, if you won Best New Artist, right?
I forgot.
I think they were the start of, like, if you won Best New Artist, you disappeared.
Oh, okay, maybe. I'm not sure.
It's like a little run for a few years that you had. And Milli Vanilli, I think, was the one that, jinxed it.
Okay. In 95 on this date, Shaggy, the Jamaican reggae singer, scored a number one UK single with A Bombastic. Oh, fantastic. And, of course, it was the top of the charts 1 week later in the U.S. also. Shaggy. You know what? Every time I hear that song, Bombastic, it reminds me of one person and one person only. And that person, most of you would never think of either. Okay? But I do. Because I love the guy. I listen to him religiously. He's one of my idols in this business, and that's Ed Kaplan. Ed Kaplan used to play that song every night as a rejoiner. He'd play that. He'd play, the Coolio song, Gangster's Paradise. But Bombastic was one that he would play all the time as a rejoiner. And so that out of all people in the world, Shaggy, Bombastic, I think Ed Kaplan. How crazy is that? I don't know how many of you out there actually know who Ed Kaplan is, but he did radio here for a long time and was a staple in South Florida. And it's something that we don't do anymore, having a nighttime host. And he used to be on till every West Coast score, man. Every night. I mean, he was great. I love Ed Kaplan, man. knows his stuff. 2013 on this day, Paul McCartney. The Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, California was shut down for a 15-song set by Paul McCartney on the roof of El Capitan Theater. An estimated crowd of 10,000 listened from the street. The show followed his appearance on TV's Jimmy Kimmel. Interesting, huh? Let me give you a couple of other things that happened this day in music. 1980, David Bowie took over the title role of the Elephant Man on Broadway on this date in 1980. And in 1997, the Rolling Stones kicked off their North American leg of their Bridges to Babylon tour in Chicago. Man, I remember that tour like it was yesterday. Bridges to Babylon tour. That was good stuff. Here's the couple of other things that that we could tell you about here in music news. Hybrid Theory from Linkin Park, one of the better albums over the last 20 years. You wouldn't argue that, right, Bill? Top, definitely a top 100 album in the last 20 years.
Oh, for sure.
Not even close. Top 25, man.
No brainer.
Right? Well, the debut album, Hybrid Theory, has hit a new sales mark milestone. The project has officially been certified 12 times platinum now by the RIAA, which is the Recording Industry Association of America. The U.S. sales in excess of 12 million copies. The news comes as Linkin Park prepares to release a series of expanded 20th anniversary reissues of the record on October 9th. The 2020 series will also include the original record, along with demos, rarities, and B-sides, a DVD, 95-plus minutes of never-seen-before footage, and other extras will be available in multiple configurations, including a Super Box Deluxe, a vinyl box set, a deluxe CD, and digital. There you go. Billed as the best-selling debut of the 21st century, Hybrid Theory features four hit songs, One Step Closer, Crawling, Paper Cut, and In the End. And In the End, I would tell you, every song on that album is good. That's what I would tell you.
Oh, both of, man, their first two albums. Just put them on. Let them go.
They're awesome.
Don't they have some YouTube download record, like their song hit some ridiculous millions of number plays or something?
Yeah.
Okay.